Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Tuesday, April the 2nd, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. After over 2 years of waiting, the Biden administration released its National Action Plan for Responsible Business Conduct, or RBC, that Secretary of State Anthony Blinken had announced in 2021 would be updated. The update is to the last plan, which was issued under the Obama administration. The plan says that responsible business conduct is a broad concept based on the growing evidence that businesses can perform well while doing good, and the government should create and facilitate the conditions for this to take place. The plan referenced the Guidelines for Multinational Enterprises on Responsible Business Conduct of the Organization for the Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, and pledged that the U.S. government will now publicize cases in which U.S. firms have been cited under the OECD guidelines. The plan lists 4 priority action areas. First, establishing a federal advisory committee on RBC to include representatives of the business community, labor unions, and a variety of human rights and civil society organizations. 2, strengthening respect for human rights and federal procurement policies and processes. 3, strengthening access to remedy to help affected people and communities address these goals worldwide. And 4, providing resources to businesses. This will include an RBC and labor rights info hub at the Labor Department that will release guidance to facilitate companies' due diligence regarding human rights. The plan's introduction mentioned that imports made with forced labor have been banned since 1930 and also discussed the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, or UFLPA. We here at STNR are very familiar with these regulations because we work with businesses every day on due diligence to ensure that their supply chains are free from products made with forced labors or that they're subject to the UFLPA. In principle, I agree with both the premise and the goals of the National Action Plan for Responsible Business Conduct, but as with many government plans, we'll have to see the proof in the pudding.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.